Welcome to the Boxing Talk Show, Fair but Firm, with the Hall of Fame boxing referee. I'm Joe Cortez and co-host John Zimmel for all of Las Vegas.
Come on, guys, let's touch them up. Three fight. I'm Joe Cortez, Fair but Firm.
Welcome to the Fair but Firm Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada, the entertainment capital of the world. Of course, you all know this is the boxing capital of the world, John.
Yes, sir. It is. Feels like it again this week, baby. Always, whenever we have a big pay-per-view in town, yeah, feels like a big one.
But it's definitely a big week for Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman, the fight fans wanted to see for a long time. And we're talking about who's got it, who's going to go with the win Saturday night. Manny Pacquiao says beating Keith Thurman would be one of his biggest victories on his resume. And, of course, Keith Thurman, this is his first pay-per-view event ever for him. So he's testing the new waters when it comes to pay-per-view. So he's going to be getting probably his biggest paycheck ever. But Manny Pacquiao has been there many, many, many times already.
Over and over again. Pay-per-view king.
Throughout two decades, and now here he is fighting at the age of 40. And people say he's all washed up and whatnot. But I say, you know what? You're going to be in for a big surprise. Just like I was surprised when he put a whippet on Adrian Broner. Mm-hmm. He took Adrian Broner to school.
He sure did. And, now, to prevent the counter-argument there, Keith Thurman is not Adrian Broner. Keith Thurman is another level. He's another size. He's another type of person. Keith Thurman is an undefeated former unified welterweight champion of the world.
Right.
Keith Thurman's also not Floyd Mayweather. You know, Keith Thurman's also not prime Manny Pacquiao. That's, you know, there's levels to this game, and it is what it is here. I think at the end of the day, we're really having a question. What does Pacquiao have left, and is it good enough to beat what Keith Thurman has left? Because Keith Thurman was out of the ring for 2 years, came back, fought one shaky tune-up. Is he going to return to his prime or not?
Well, you know,
and is the Manny Pacquiao that we saw beat Adrian Broner the real Manny Pacquiao, or is the Manny Pacquiao that we saw, you know, lose a contentious decision to Jeff Horn the real Manny Pacquiao?
We got to see which Manny Pacquiao shows up Saturday
night.
That's
the truth, man.
And of course, to see what happens with Keith Thurman, who's been on the show for a while. You know, when you're inactive for a while, you're rusty.
Ring rust, baby.
The ring rust sets in. Let's see, you know, if he's got somebody that ring rust. He sure didn't look impressive beating Josecito Lopez when Lopez had him in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
He rocked him. They got to wonder. He's not a hot puncher like Manny Pacquiao is. Can he take Pacquiao's punching power?
Absolutely.
I mean, I was going through some tape
last
night.
Can he take the pressure that Manny Pacquiao has? Because when Josecito Lopez had him hurt, or I was watching some Luis Colosso, his Luis Colosso fight the other day, when Luis Colosso nailed him with that big body punch, he had him hurt too, and he wasn't able to put him away. Now, a lot of that credit goes to Thurman. Not being able to get put away, that is something. When you can keep your leg, you can stand on shaky legs, prevent yourself from getting put down, that says something about you as a fighter. But at the same time, it's about, you know, If he gets in that same situation against a Manny Pacquiao, who's going to throw volume, fast, hard volume, nonstop pressure, he's going to be able to put him away in a different way than Colosso would.
A lot of these fighters say, I was watching on YouTube last night, a lot of these fights are histories of Manny Pacquiao. I watch it one by one. I mean, so many of them. He destroyed all these guys.
Oh, my God.
They all said after the fight they couldn't keep up with his speed, his punching power, his defense, his offense. He was just too much for all of them. And they were talking a lot of smack before the fight, what they're going to do to Manny Pacquiao. And when it's all over, they couldn't, even Brandon Rios, he was he went to distance with Manny, but he got his head handled. He said, I couldn't keep up with his speed was too much.
It's true, it's speed.
And he threw combinations one after the other. And you know, when he throws six, seven, eight, nine punches in a row, it's hard to block all of them.
To be fair, though, he's not Manny Pacquiao from 2007. You know what I mean? It's just the truth. He's a different guy than he was 12 years ago. He doesn't throw the same amount of volume. He picks his spots a little more, but he's still got one of the most accurate punchers on the planet. The guy doesn't miss.
Yeah.
I mean, he can put together solid combinations, and he is still faster than Keith Thurman is. Keith Thurman has this hitch, right? This is what people talk about. It's what Freddie Roach is talking about. It's what every fight fan who thinks that, you know, who wants to talk to me, because he opens up like this when he throws. Everything he throws is a looping hook. And if you can time those, you got him.
Well,
because all you got to do is catch him before he's looping and get to you.
Well, that's one of the things that Keith Thurman has been working out in the gym for. You know,
keeping him tight?
Yeah, well, he's been watching Manny Pacquiao when he throws a little open punch, and he's prone to stay open when he throws a left or a right.
Mm-hmm.
But he's so quick, and the power punches that come along with it, it's kind of hard. And talking about great defense, let's talk about a fighter, must we say, with
heavy hearts,
may he rest in peace. Pernell Whitaker, whom I referee on numerous occasions, one of the best defense fighters in the history of boxing, was one of the great welterweights and champions out there, was really outstanding. And he was He passed last night. He was hit by an automobile in Virginia Beach. So our condolences to Pernell Whitaker's family and loved ones and all the Fight fans. We know Pernell Whitaker was definitely one of the top high-ranking Hall of Famers in boxing. May his soul rest in peace.
Absolutely. And anyone, any newer Fight fans out there who may not know who Pernell Whitaker is, please do yourselves a favor. Go on YouTube, watch his highlights. The guy was an absolute masterclass. And the name of this game is hit and don't get hit. That's just the way it is. A lot of guys love brawlers who'll go in there, take shots, and trade them back. But at the end of the day, really what creates career longevity, what creates a lot of highlights, and what creates that next level of boxing is your ability to be defensive. And this guy is, without a doubt, one of the greatest defensive masters of all time. Floyd Mayweather once did a list of his top five boxers ever, and I think he had Sweet Pea at number two. And when you watch him, you can see why. He emulates his style in so many ways. He was a Floyd Mayweather starter kit. Yeah, and the guy, he was so good at not getting hit.
I remember refereeing him my first time against Julio Cesar Chavez at the Alamo Dome in Texas. Mm-hmm. There's 65,000 fans at the stadium, and the fans really thought that he pulled it out. He got a draw with Chavez.
Yeah, that was Chavez was 89-0 at that time, right?
Yeah.
And that made him 89-0-1, and then he lost the next fight, right?
Yeah.
So that was the one that people said he should have been his first loss.
Yeah, but Pernell Whitaker definitely was definitely one of the better ones out there. And again, our condolences and a lot of prayers to the family.
Okay, absolutely. I'm glad we
talking again about defense and offense of Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman. They got to bring a lot of pay-per-view, first pay-per-view event for Keith Thurman. He's never been in a pay-per-view event.
That's a different level, right? We talk about this before, and it's one of my favorite subjects, but there's a reason why. It's a different animal when you walk out there under those lights, right?
Yeah.
When your job isn't just to fill the seats, put on a show, and win, but your job is to sell. You got to sell. And I got to give Keith Thurman credit here. Keith Thurman has never been this dude in all of his career. He's always been like, don't get me wrong, he's confident. I mean, he's a fighter. Most fighters are confident. But he's never turned heel. He's never wanted to be heel because he never needed to be. He was always the guy who would deep dive into analytics and boxing. He was the boxing's logical tactician. He was all this stuff. And then now when he's fighting the people's champion, Manny Pacquiao, he recognized how his role would have to be in selling this fight. And he's done a phenomenal job at coming out, being the instigator, being the trash talker. He knew Manny wouldn't be that. Well, and so he's done a great job selling this fight. Not that you need to, because it's Manny Pacquiao.
Well, in boxing, sometimes you're told, listen, you know what? We know that you're kind of quiet. You're a gentleman-like individual. But for this fight, really, I hype it up. Just like Conor McGregor did against.
But not everybody can do it.
He's doing the best he can.
I think he's doing pretty good.
He's doing a pretty good job. He speaks very intelligently. He knows the game inside out.
Absolutely.
He knows what he can do. He's undefeated, so he talks with a lot of confidence, and rightfully so.
Absolutely.
But the man's really got what it takes to be one of the top welterweights out there. And Keith Thurman is going to come with all his ammunition comes Saturday night.
I think so too, man.
And, sometimes these fighters, when they start taking the punches, they got to go into survival mode. Where they taking punches from Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
But
Manny Pacquiao doesn't let his foot off the gas, though. He keeps coming.
He's going to keep going.
If he smells blood, he comes after you.
When I interviewed him just before the Broner fight, one of the things he was saying was that he felt that he was not ready to retire. I said, when are you going to be fighting Floyd Mayweather? Or who's your next opponent? He said, well, I'm thinking about tomorrow's fight, which was Adrian Broner when he fought that a couple of months back. And sure enough, Mayweather deal is not happening yet. But I think Mayweather's still sitting on the background and licking his chops and saying, well, you know what? Don't be surprised if Mayweather is there to fight Saturday night. Just at ringside to say, you know what? He likes that publicity of saying,
he loves it.
You know, I'm going to be
loves the publicity.
I may be the next opponent for the winner of this fight.
Absolutely. Well, that's just, let's talk about that, what it is. It's not like Floyd Mayweather just loves the attention, which, of course, he loves the attention. But it's not just that. Everybody that thinks, why doesn't he just go away? Isn't he retired? If Floyd Mayweather goes away, then there's no longer offers of hundreds of millions of dollars on the table. As long as his face is in the crowd, as long as he's around, as long as he's showing up at Clippers games and meeting Manny Pacquiao in Tokyo, he still has a chance to make another, $250 million payday. And if you could make a $250 million payday, you keep your eye around too, because you want, as long as he's in the spotlight, he has that possibility.
Yeah, I think Manny Pacquiao is going to be showing off all his skills Saturday night. He knows that this Saturday night is going to be the big night for the for his resume. He definitely is an eight-time world champion.
The guy's an all-time great.
Eight-division world champion. And we know he's an all-time great. And we know that wants to go out on top. He doesn't want to go out with a loss.
This is a very big win for him. People, if you think that Manny Pacquiao is the greatest of all time, and there are people who do because of his eight divisions and a lot of people, at the end of your arguments, when you say first thing you're going to say is eight-division world champ. Second thing you're going to say is you know, you're going to bring up some of his resume. But I promise you, one of the five things you're going to say if he wins this fight is at 40 years old, he beat Keith Thurman for the welterweight championship after starting a blah, 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 blah. That you're going to bring this fight up.
But you know what the fans are going to say? Oh, he beat Keith Thurman, but he was rusty because he was inactive. You know, they're going to look
Nah, dude, not 10 years from now.
You know, Manny Pacquiao, they're going to say, you know, you Filipino fans out there, I know you guys have been watching. You guys, thank you for being great followers of our
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely.
And keep spreading the word. Keep sharing this website out to where you all your
subscribing on YouTube, too.
Yeah, YouTube. Yeah, keep subscribing because we're very proud to see you guys are following, especially your fighter, Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao is definitely a great one. And Saturday night, he's going to show you fans again that he has what it takes. And you know what? Win or lose, you know he's going to go out like a champ.
That's what he does, man.
He's not going to go down. He's not looking for no sore spot in the ring to go down. He's going to give it all he got. You can knock him down 10 times. He'll get up 10 times if he has to. But Manny Pacquiao got the heart of a lion. He's definitely going to show the
Absolutely.
Fans.
Absolutely. That's what's so intriguing about this fight, man, is it's easy to judge anybody by their last fight, right? That's what they say. You're only as good as your last performance.
Yeah.
And Manny Pacquiao's last performance was probably better than Keith Thurman's last performance. His opponent was ranked better.
Right.
He performed, you know, more. I mean, he just outclassed him throughout. But at the same time, you got to remember, you got to look back on, you know, resume. And, of course, Keith Thurman's resume will never compare to Manny Pacquiao's. You're talking about an all-time great. So you say, all right, well, let's just look at the last few years. Well, it's hard to look at the last few years because Manny Pacquiao's was way up and down, and Keith Thurman wasn't even in the ring.
Yeah, but, you know, I can tell you one thing.
You don't know what to expect.
You know, I'm going to tell you one thing. You know, me being a referee, I can say it's been an honor to be I've been the referee for three of Manny Pacquiao's fights. And I remember when he first came up as a 118-pounder bantamweight, and he won the championship here in Las Vegas. I remember Barry Arvin asking me, Joe, what do you think about this kid? I said, man, I think you got a championship material. This guy is definitely one of the better ones out there. That's when he was 118-pounder.
Yeah.
But to me, it's been an honor to be in there with him. I can tell you that I've been in there with Manny. I've seen those punches. I've seen the speed, the defense, the offense.
Accuracy.
The guy's got it all.
Timing.
And, you know, and on top of that, interviewing a couple of months back, when I interviewed with Adrian Broner, you know, he's such a gentleman. You know, he says, you know, he was back in the dress. We were back in the dress room, and I got
so interviewing Manny Pacquiao before he fought Adrian Broner.
Yeah, the night before, right after the weigh-in. So I got to talk with him, and you know, he's such a gentleman. Always gives you the time. You know, he's one of the nicest guys you want to find out there. But put on those gloves, go in the ring.
He's an animal, man.
He's an animal in there.
Absolutely.
But, and he has what it takes. He made me. There was another great fighter out of the Philippines, Flasher Lorde. Flasher Lorde was one of the better fighters out of the Philippines back in the 60s and 70s around there. He was another one. There was a few. You had the other kid. They call him the Pineapple I believe he lived in Hawaii.
Pineapple. I don't know the Pineapple.
There was a couple of fighters for the Philippines that they were really outstanding champions. And now we have Manny Pacquiao. There's another one.
Filipino fighter?
Yeah. Delarmi. A couple of featherweights out there that fought. Anyway, Manny Pacquiao stands outstanding, top of all the Filipino fighters. But Flasher Lorde was a pioneer with coming out of the Philippines, showing that talent that they have in the Philippines.
They're fighting people over there, man. And anyone who knows Manny Pacquiao's story is just, I mean, there's a reason why he's, I mean, every book that could be written about him isn't enough.
Donito Donaire.
Donito Donaire, yeah.
He's the other Filipino.
Is he Filipino?
I believe he is.
Either way, he you know what I mean? Yeah, he's a stud, though, too. He's a good little fighter.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know what? While we're doing this, let's talk about the undercard because I'm actually super intrigued by the undercard.
Who's the Hawaiian punch? Who's the Hawaiian punch?
The Hawaiian punch is, oh my God, Brian Valoria. Brian Valoria is the Hawaiian punch. There we go.
But Donito Donaire is Filipino.
Absolutely.
And he has he's the guy. And he's still around. He's still doing it.
He's going to be fighting Naoya Inoue in the final of the World Boxing Super Series.
Well, that's great. You know, Donito Donaire is another nice guy. He lives here in Las Vegas and. I mean, what a class that
and
guy.
And speaking of bantamweights, because that's what he fights at, and that's what that World Boxing Super Series is going to be at. You got another bantamweight champion named Louis Neri. He's going to be on the undercard of this fight and fighting Juan Carlos Payano, who recently lost to Inoue, but who's a former world champion. Payano's no pushover. You got Yordanis Ugas, who we just saw lose a very controversial decision to Sean Porter, WBC welterweight champion, stood right in this very room. I met him right over there.
Yeah.
Last time
and
I was
Plant.
Here.
And then we got Caleb Plant
fighting Mike Lee, the Subway guy. You got Sergey Lipinets, fresh off of his defeat
They're all great undercards, I'll tell you. All these.
And then
fights,
you got F.A. Ajagba, too, in there.
You got great.
It's like five fights, man.
Five great fights on the evening, Saturday night. That's a pay-per-view event. And I'll tell you that you fans, you're going to be really...
In for a treat, man.
In for a big treat fight, seeing these great fighters on the undercard. Then, of course, the main event. I mean, this
main events.
This probably the best card of the year.
Oh, my God. Oh my, it's the biggest fight. Why do you think I wore my feather bow tie? I've been saving this for a special occasion.
I thought you were going out with the girls tonight.
I was going. Yeah. Well, but yeah, but I was going to wear. I would have put it on later.
Yeah.
This is. I just wanted. You know, I'm very excited about this. It's a big. It's a big weekend. Maybe the biggest show of the year. You know.
Oh,
feathers.
It is. Little feathers,
it's
man.
Good stuff, huh?
It is. It is.
I've been saving it. I was excited.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah,
I know.
Anyway, John,
that's why, hey, man, this is the card of the year for a lot of reasons. I'm just hoping it lives up to the expectations.
Yeah, you know, John Zimbo did a show the other day with Dan Hewitt from United Kingdom, and John did such a great job.
Oh, you know? Thank you, I appreciate
he
that.
Great, yeah, and Dan Hewitt, you know, he was here in Texas this past weekend,
I know,
commentating on some fights, and a good guy, you know, he's really
love
good
Dan
guy.
Hewitt.
And what I love about Dan, you know, he called me up to be on the show one day and have a great interview. When I saw have you on the show, that was great as well to see. My colleagues, you know, get international exposure, you know, with Dan Hewitt, such a great commentator and a big avid boxing fan.
Absolutely.
So I want to take off my hat to him. I hope he has safe travels back home.
And if you guys don't watch this show, you absolutely should. It's called On the Box. It's on Boxing TV. It's a Facebook page just like anything else, but it's Boxing TV.
Yeah.
And he has a show called On the Box with Dan Hewitt, and he does an excellent job.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank you for having me on, Dan.
Yeah, we're going to be having more shows with John and hopefully get Dan on one of our shows one day.
We'd love to have Dan on. That'd be awesome.
You know, when you come out here to Vegas.
I'll give you a quiz this time.
Yeah. Yeah, we got
test your boxing.
Yeah, he's always giving people a quiz. And you got to wonder.
Give me a pop quiz, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know what to do.
But you're accurate with all of them.
I aced it.
You passed, so that was good. It goes to show that the people we have on our side here have
good stuff, yeah.
A little smarts.
Exactly.
You know, we're not as dumb as we look.
Thank goodness. But, absolutely.
But we definitely love sharing our shows around the world, and we have a big fan base in the Philippines. And
speaking of which, I just want to touch real quick. Those of you who are watching us on Facebook right now, we appreciate it. We always love coming live to you. We always love doing this. One of our favorite things on the planet because it's exciting. We're live in front of thousands of people. But at the same time, if you don't get a chance to catch us or you tune in later, whatever you do, you can always catch us on Facebook. The same channels, Fair But Firm, Into Boxing, another one of our partners who we love and appreciate. Thank you, John. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, everybody over
and
there.
And also on the YouTube channel. So
that's
important.
What I was getting to, baby. The YouTube channel is a big one. If you want to watch us, we love. Please hop onto our YouTube channel, Fair But Firm channel. Just type in Fair But Firm. We're the first thing that comes up. And make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share all those if you like them, if you think your friends would like them. And if you just want to listen to us while you drive, while you work out, whatever it is, you can also download us on iTunes, on the podcast, on Spotify, on Google Play, on audioboom.com. And literally, there's a lot more that I don't even know about. We're on everywhere that has podcasts, whatever you listen to podcasts on, whatever platform you choose, we're there. Please subscribe and please share. Thank you.
I heard we were up in Mars.
We're probably on Mars, too.
Yeah. And I know they have it on the satellite.
The satellite?
Yeah, they have some astronauts up there.
They listen to us?
They're listening to
that's
us.
That's good stuff, Shout out to the astronauts.
Yeah, they listen to us every day. You know, they love the show. So I say astronauts up there watching and listening to us, we appreciate your...
They get good the internet up there? Good
oh,
stuff?
Hell yeah.
I got it, right?
Because they got satellite, man.
They make the internet.
They make the internet.
What am I thinking about?
I don't know.
I'm not very seen. Maybe I am as smart as I look.
Well, but yeah, you're a smart dude, buddy. But I could tell you one thing is that we're so happy to share our show with you viewers out there and listeners to this show, because this show is definitely a show that we talk from the heart. We don't read no scripts or nothing. We just read it, keep it in memory bank, and we talk about what we expect for you guys to
come off the cuff, baby. We love it. That's why I love the live, man. We're walking the tightrope. It's the most fun in the world.
Hey,
I want to before we jump back into Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman, because I know we'll close by talking more about that. I want to congratulate Shakur Stevenson. You keep up your good career, man. I like what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're a force inside the ring and outside the ring too. So I appreciate everything you do and keep up. You know, you're stellar, kid.
Yeah, you're stellar.
Congratulations on your first headlining matchup this weekend, and keep continuing to perform.
Yeah. All you gotta do is Shakur now. Managers got to put you up against better opposition, people that can really fight. Mm-hmm. That's what will make you better and be championship
material. He had that step up last fight against Christopher Diaz.
Yeah.
But, you know, this was one that I think was just a showcase. It was his first headline fight. I think they were just trying to.
Yeah, but I think the next fight coming up, he's going to be fighting
He's calling out Warrington.
Yeah, but that'll be good.
I hope he gets him. I think he
could do fine against Warrington.
I'd love to watch him against Santa Cruz, any of those dudes.
I don't want to see him get rushed too quickly.
Like, I agree.
I mean, remember what I kept saying about Fernando Vargas got pushed too quick against Tito Felix Trinidad? And you saw what
never
happened.
The same, yeah.
He was never the same. And that was because I think management didn't do it the right way. They should have waited. He was only like 22, 23 years old. They put him with Felix Trinidad, the best welterweight out there, super welterweight champion, and put a whipping on Fernando Vargas. And we don't want to see it happen. This kid, Shakur Stevenson, has so much talent.
He really does.
He's so young. They can marinate him and get him to a nice Santa Cruz later on.
I would love that.
Warrington. No rush. You got to do like what Oscar De La Hoya did with Canelo Alvarez.
You step up, but at the right time.
Yeah, at the right time. He said, no, we're not going to fight Triple G right now. It took 3 or 4 years to fight him. And when he fought him, look what happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, very close fights, controversial endings. But you know what?
I think we might be getting another one of those.
Yeah, I think another one.
That's the way it's looking, bro, because they don't have an opponent yet. Yeah. And DAZN isn't signing off on him fighting a nobody. They got too much money in him. He's probably going to end up having to fight Triple G or, okay, best case scenario is Triple G or Kovalev. I don't think Kovalev's happening. So your next best scenario is either Triple G or Jaime Munguia, which would be the worst case scenario.
Yeah, now talking about great things are going to happen in boxing, right here where we are right now, here at the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame Museum, this coming Friday night, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. here at the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame Museum, we're going to have legends in boxing, a lot of champions, because this is fight night, the night before the main event. So we expect all the fans to come here, have cocktails, and they have some nice food, some nice pizza. If you like pizza, we're going to have plenty of Papa John's pizza here.
Papa John's, there you go.
They're going to be sponsoring this, and we're going to have the eye drink. As you can see, the eye drink. Here, Neil Feynman, who's the CEO of the eye drink company, a good friend of ours that I partnered up with, and we're going to be doing a lot of good things here Friday night at the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame Museum. Michelle Corrales Lewis, the president, will be here, and so will Rich Marotta, the founder of Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame, will be here, and so many of the world champions, Jesse Vargas, definitely going to be here, Bone Adams, Leon Spinks.
Really?
And there's so many other great champions going to be here Saturday
They're
night.
They're all going to be
here. We don't have a list. I don't have a list offhand right now, but watch on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. You can see all the names of all the champions and former world champions that will be here Friday night at the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. That's within the Heads Up Museum. This is a trick art museum on Las Vegas, Maryland
Boulevard
Parkway at the Boulevard Mall. And the tickets are only $25 per ticket. You can't beat that with a stick. I'm telling you that Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame will have a great event Friday night here at the Boulevard Mall. Make sure you come by, shake hands, come in and do some. This is the only interactive museum, boxing museum in the world. I mean, you come in here, you can hit the heavy bag, the speed bag. You can get in the ring, move around a little bit, showcase a little bit of your talent if you have any. And if you don't have any, we'll teach you a little bit how to bob and weave, you know. But this is what this is what the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame is all about. And once you're in here, the Nevada Hall of Fame, you're going to see all the memorabilia we have here.
There's really an insane amount of
artifacts. Diego Corrales, Mike Tyson, Eric Morales, Barrera, Magatón Barrera, Richard Steele, Joe Cortez, and there's so many other, Tommy Hearns. You have so much memorabilia that we have here at the Nevada Hall of Fame. You got to come in, just having the experience of coming in, jumping into a professional ring, putting on the gloves, put on the headgears, make yourself look like a clown with the headgears on, and put on the gloves. If you don't know how to box, at least you can look like a fighter.
You look like you
fight. Can tell people you fought the best in the world. They got to believe you to see you with the headgear, the gloves.
They go,
on.
Wow, yeah, this guy obviously knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I better watch what I...
They're going to fear you. You can put that on your Facebook.
Profile picture.
Yeah.
People that picture know
with the boxing
business.
Gloves on, the headgear, make a mean face. You're here at the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. This is a must-see location when you come into Las Vegas. Any place around the world, Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every night. And on Fridays and Saturdays, open from 10 a.m. to 12 midnight. So you can spend this out. You have so much to do here with the trick art. And you have the escape rooms here. There's so much to do here.
You can
spend four or five rooms. That you can just go to the escape rooms. There's so much to do.
Do they axe throwing and stuff?
They have axe throwing and make sure you're not in the way.
Yeah, we got bobbing and weaving.
Bobbing and weaving. We see the hatches coming your way.
Joe Cortez taught me how to bob and weave, so now I'm ready to dodge some axes.
But you got the heavy bags here. You got the speed bags. If you think you want to show off your talent, you can do it right here. Get in the ring, dance around a little bit. Show. Hope you can show some good movement. And if you don't, like I said, John Zimmer will teach you how to bob and weave.
I'm going to get hit with an axe. That's no good. I'm not the bob and weave type.
Yeah, but
that's so funny.
Yeah, but Michelle Carvalho is doing a great job here with the Nevada Hall of Fame. We got to thank Tim and Chad for giving the support and backing the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. And we got Caitlin and the girls that do the artwork here, the photography, the Jamie Vincek and her sister, Brandy, who are just wonderful individuals. They're part of this team here. And the whole staff here at the Heads Up Museum, if you want to check out the website, Heads Up, that's Heads Up with a Z, H-E-A-D-Z, upvegas.com. You go to the website or you go to the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame .com and you can buy tickets for this event. Like I said, it's only $25 Friday night. If you can't afford $25, you don't belong in Vegas. You know, because you spend that on tip just for a drink. So you come into a door and into a museum and be with all these champions. You know, you get an Uber, drive in
and you get
on
pizza.
This trip. And you get pizza too. All you can eat is
pizza. I spent
$20
on pizza this morning.
Is that right? This morning, huh?
I keep this figure, yeah.
No, for all kidding aside, Five fans, we love you guys. We want to share everything that we have here with you. We have, John and I have a lot of fun every week just being on the show and talking about the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame and boxing in general, because boxing is such a great sport. We had a bunch of kids here at the museum yesterday.
Oh, so cool. Yeah,
and, Saturday, they found the kids. They were like little ants all around this ring. They were jumping all over the place, jumping through the ropes. They almost gave me a heart attack. But you know what? The father, the mother said, man, is this a daycare place? I can leave him here, walk away, come back. What? It was basically what it was.
It was basically what it was.
Man,
I was
babysitting these kids. But I tell you, I had loved every minute of it with these kids. It was just so much fun.
Hall of Fame babysitter.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, I put out the gloves on these kids, the headgear, and they had to punch in the heavy bag, the speed bag, and in the ring here. They were just having so much fun. That's what we like, sharing our love and our knowledge and wisdom with you guys here in Las Vegas. You come to Las Vegas, I promise I'll give you guys a big hug as well.
I love that so much. Joe, I think it's time for predictions.
Okay, predictions Saturday night.
Saturday night. You go first.
I tell you, I'm going to go first. I'm going to tell you that Manny Pacquiao is going to go first with the hard punches, the defense. He's going to go after Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman is going to feel him out the first minute or so. But, you know, they're going to show who's going to show respect first. And Manny Pacquiao, I'm going to bang him a couple of shots. Somebody's going to get rocked in our first round. They're going to dictate the fight.
I love it.
They're going to try to dictate every round from there. And they're going to be a war. They're going to be easy for either one of them.
Who wins and how?
I say that Manny Pacquiao is going to end up stopping Keith Thurman.
Stoppage.
In around the ninth or tenth round.
Ninth or tenth. I love that. I agree with you. The beginning is going to be a feel-out round with one big shot. You'll notice it, and then they'll kind of back up against, and then they'll keep going. I think it really comes down to gas tanks. I mean, even at, you know what I mean? A lot of people tell me Manny Pacquiao's gas tank is still bigger, even with his age. I don't agree. I think he's 40 years old. I think Keith Thurman wins by decision, and I'm looking forward to see who's right between us. Either way, I'm excited to see this fight. And, my God, you're talking about a legend, you know, daring to be great, daring to be, you know what I mean, to keep being great. Now, you know, you're talking about not a legacy-defining fight, but a legacy, like, adding fight. And it's just what an incredible
I can tell you that
weekend.
Saturday night is going to be one of my greatest nights to remember in boxing.
Oh,
for
yeah.
The simple reason that we know we're going to watch two great fighters.
You're about to watch history is what you know.
Yeah,
you're about to watch history.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, this fight going to go down in the history book as one of the better fights and one of the most exciting fights you're going to see in the welterweight division. We've been talking about welterweight division for a while.
Non-stop, man. We've been saying, hey, you know what's funny is we've been calling for a unification belt. Like, when are these champions going to fight each other? When is Keith Thurman going to fight Crawford? When is Crawford going to fight Spence? And so now you have the WBA regular champion fighting the WBA super champion. That's the closest we've gotten for a while to get a unification belt, but I'll tell you, I'll take it. It's nice to have two welterweight champions fight each other, no matter what distinction they're given.
This reminds me of the era of Hagler, Hearns,
oh, that's high praise. I love it.
Duran and Leonard. All those guys. Duran, Leonard, Hearns.
Four kings.
I mean, they were in there. That's where it's going to be the welterweight division. And right now, the welterweight division
starting.
Has about six top-notch welterweight there.
Oh, yeah.
Not only four, but six. And I can tell you right now, it's going to be Saturday night going to be the beginning of everybody talking about full-time the welterweight division.
Because you follow this up with Spence Porter right afterwards.
Right.
I mean, you're following that up with Crawford versus somebody no one's ever heard of, probably. And then you follow that up with, you know, a unification probably between the Spence Porter winner and the Thurman Pacquiao winner, unless.
Yeah.
Now, this is something I've been hearing, and I've heard it out of Freddie Roach's mouth. I've heard it once before. I didn't think we'd talk about it again. But you mentioned it earlier. Floyd Mayweather's name's been on the lips of the guys who are in the ring. They've been on the lips of the guys that are behind the ring. It's not just us talking about Floyd Mayweather right here. These are the guys. They've made it clear. If they beat Keith Thurman, Team Pacquiao wants Team Mayweather again. And I don't care who you are or what you say, that's still the biggest fight in boxing by a long shot.
Well, I could tell you one thing. I hope that Mayweather makes a decision after this fight Saturday night. What's he going to do? Is he going to challenge these guys? Is he going to say, yeah? Because everybody knows, if you're going to fight Pacquiao, you're going to make money, you got to fight Pacquiao. You're going to make money, you got to fight Mayweather.
And Mayweather, Canelo, Pacquiao. Yeah, those are instant paydays. Yeah, you're going home with money.
But I'm talking about the welterweight division.
Oh, I get you. I'm just saying the biggest names in boxing. Yeah,
but those guys right now, you want to fight anybody in the welterweight division wants to fight Pacquiao or
Mayweather.
Heavyweights
want to fight Mayweather.
Yeah.
Anybody would want to. I want to fight Mayweather.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of money. I would not be good. No, I can't make weight.
You can't?
I'm
for $100 million, man.
$100 million, 50 pounds? Yeah, okay, $100 million.
You make weight.
You give me Conor McGregor's payday, I'd make weight. You're right.
$100 million.
$100 million.
Fans, I want to tell you guys that it's just been an honor to have you here at the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame Museum. Don't forget, Friday night here at the Boulevard Mall in Las Vegas, within the Heads Up Museum, the legend Knights of Boxing here in Las Vegas, the night before the main event of Pacquiao versus Keith Thurman. At the MGM pay-per-view event. We'll see you next week. Take care. God bless. And keep your guards up at all times. And remember, come to the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. I'm fair, but I'm firm. Touch him up.
Fair but firm with the Hall of Fame boxing referee. I'm Joe Cortez for all of Las Vegas.
Come on, guys. Let's touch him up. Team fight. I'm Joe Cortez. Fair but firm.